Catherine Grace has lived in Jacksonville's Arlington neighborhood for more than 50 of her 76 years. She put herself through nursing school while raising a family and worked several jobs until two decades ago when someone ran a stop sign and slammed into her car, leaving her for a long time unable to walk.
I've been getting a little bit better, and now I can walk around in my home some.
To go any farther, she uses a large motorized wheelchair, and she relies on a transportation service, LogistiCare, to get to her many doctor and physical therapy appointments.
I have a right to this service. It's paid for by my Medicaid, and I should not be treated like this. In fact, I think it's illegal to abuse elderly people, and I definitely felt abused.
Grace says after one dentist visit this summer, she was waiting at a closed shopping center after dark when a LogistiCare representative told her by phone no more rides were available that night.
After it got pitch black dark around 10:30 or whatever, I pushed the panic button on my phone, you know, the one where you say, I've fallen and I can't get up. And they called the police.
She got home around 1 in the morning after her granddaughter found someone with a truck big enough to carry her wheelchair. 200 miles away in Tampa, Elise Bonifert has cerebral palsy and kidney disease. She says LogistiCare rides have made her habitually late for specialist appointments. And like Grace, she's been forgotten.
They just left me there. Stranded. I just waited until somebody actually did come and pick me up.
Late pickups and strandings made up the bulk of the 345 complaints Florida regulators received against LogistiCare in the first half of this year alone. State records show patients also complained about everything from drivers' rudeness to physical assault. But LogistiCare's Robert Perez says his company coordinates 6 million annual trips in Florida, and only a tiny fraction of complaints, less than 0.5%, are substantiated.
What we do here in Florida, and I'm sure they do it throughout the country, is that we deal with that swiftly. If it's it is a substantial complaint that's verified.
Atlanta-based LogistiCare doesn't directly employ drivers. It contracts with transportation services, from taxis to ambulances, depending on a patient's needs. Perez says his company does keep tabs on possibly problematic drivers.
We follow those providers to make sure they're getting on time to their appointments and treating the members with the care they should be.
Florida healthcare regulators would not say how many complaints they verified. Their quoted public records cost for the 6 months of full complaint details and judgments is nearly $4,000. And verifying patient complaints made directly with LogistiCare is also difficult. One federal audit in New Jersey found the company routinely didn't meet state standards, and another nonprofit survey found LogistiCare deflated complaints or didn't record them at all with that state. After public outcry, Connecticut put its Medicaid transportation contract out for bid before eventually renewing its relationship with LogistiCare. And large volumes of complaints have also been recorded in Michigan and in California, where patients are suing the company. Sharon Hoffmeyer with Northeast Florida's Independent Living Resource Center says transportation issues are nothing new for her clients with disabilities.
Oftentimes, those clients get bumped because the taxi company will get a fare, and it's going to pay more money. So they go and pick up that fare, and they leave the other rider basically stranded.
Florida last year renewed LogistiCare's contract, worth more than $20 million, to run through 2019. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.